sankaranam prapanna ide matte charana yam prapragantam anupetam pesa krityam dvaitayano virahaka taryaadi putreti tanmanasaya sarvo vinedu tam sarvabhuta hridayam tvai vasmi नदीवान सयाबिना इति देखने राधे कन्ने माम करम राधना तो विल टेल द सब एंड सब्सटेंस व्हाट आई टोल्ड in my
morning
yesterday night so that all can understand in very easy language this would explain the gist of my class
ॐ ज्ञान सदानस्य जमयना सलाकया चक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मुखं करोति वाचलं भङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरु दीनकारिणे
इफ यू लाइक यू कैन
थैंक्स Today, since he's arriving in Cessna, I've been talking exclusively on the glory of Sarasanga, how we should have deep faith in Sarasanga. So we look very carefully at our Bhakti Shastras, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, how much is describing the glories of Bhagavan Sri Krishna in different avatars? Only a very small percentage. But if you look at Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the glories of the devotees are taking 90%
to speak so
what?
So far,
That should be some colon, hyphen, some comma. So that we can understand also.
So the glories of Bhagavatam, if we look at it very carefully, 90% is describing the glories of the Bhakta. And especially if we look that. The 10th skanda, most is describing the glories of the Brijvasi. So we've heard so many times the last 2 days, sadhu-sangha, sarva-sastra-koi, lava-mastra, sadhu-sangha, sarva-siddhi-hoi. It simply pointed that this sloka in the Sita-tana-tana-rita, Krishna-tana-rita Goswami has 3 times described sadhu-sangha, sarva-sastra-koi. But the conclusion of all the shastras is simply by attaining the association of the bhaktas, one can achieve all types of perfection, siddhi. So we know that of all types of perfection, the highest to attain Prema Bhakti below is to the Sri Radha Krishna conjugal. So, well, one may say we may read the book and we may read the shastra and then we will get the same result. But Sukadeva Goswami is saying no, Bhakti Stu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parajayati Satsanga Purvati Pushkriti Purva Sanchate. If one has his decree is complete, that time he, Krishna, in the heart, Suradam Sarvaridayam, he is situated in the heart of all living entities and he will arrange for that jiva to have high class of sadhu sangha. Then that sadhu, he will speak harikatha, and by speaking harikatha, he will inspire the jiva to perform Bhagavad Bhajan. So I remember one time in 1997, Sri Gurudev was saying that this sloka, that just by a moment association with Jiva Vaishnava, that we can achieve all perfection. He says, but our problem is, what, if we doubt this sloka? But Gurudev was talking about himself, said, but I never doubted. That's why in 25 years I never left the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj. I always stayed close by him. So what Kaliyama Lavanapi, Na Swadam, Napunabhavam.
Bhagavad
Sangi Sangasya, Matyanam, Kim Utasaha. That Srimad Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami is also describing that a moment of association with a pure sadhu cannot be compared to anything. It cannot be compared to the attainment of swaga. It cannot even be attained compared to the attainment of freedom from birth and death. One can speak of anything in this world, which is naturally subject to destruction, Madhyasaya. But the most associated and pure Vaishnava is so rare and so precious that it is the highest attainment of all. So Krishna Yadi, Kripa Kodi, Kona Bhagavan, that when the Krishna showers mercy on the jiva, what will happen? That Krishna will appear as the sadhu and instruct him on the processes of bhajan. So we are very fortunate, but we should understand what is sadhusang. That sadhusang does not just mean to be close to the sadhu. For example, the mosquito, he's always very attached to the sadhu, but he's simply sucking his blood. So sadhusang means to imbibe the mood of the sadhu, to completely surrender one's mind, body and words to the lotus feet of that sadhu. And that sadhu will empower him. Otherwise, without being empowered by sadhu guru, how will it be possible to perform bhajan? So remember that spoke we always sing, Mukum Kuroti Vachalam Pamgun Langaya Chegarim Yakripa Samahambande Sri Guru Dina Tarane. But this verse, the devotee is complaining, I have no strength in southern bhajan, I have no intelligence, I have no knowledge of shastra, I have nothing. But by the mercy of a sadhu, then what? Then that sadhu will empower the heart of the sadhu. And then that time, the lame, the dumb man, he'll become very bhaksha, he'll become very expert in speaking harikatha. And the lame man, even though he is crippled, that he can jump high mountains. So actually, this is what we're waiting for. We're in the association of the sadhu. We are praying to the sadhu, or sadhu, give me that grace to be able to catch your mercy. The sadhu is like a rain cloud, samsara dhavanala de loka, tranaya karuna guna ganaswam. The sadhu is pouring mercy on everyone. But we are such rascals, such fools, we cannot catch that mercy. So we're praying to the sadhu, sadhu, give me that capacity to be able to catch your mercy. Give me that desire to follow in your footsteps, to do bhajan like you do bhajan, to follow your guru and sadhu like you are following guru sadhu. So another point, that unless we become a sadhu, how will we be able to do sadhu sangha? Unless I become bona fide Vaishnava, unless I become a sadhu free from material enjoyment, how will I really be able to do association with a sadhu? The sadhu is giving many instructions why he wants us to become sadhu. One who is related with Sadbhasu, Param Brahma Sri Krishna. So Gurudev was saying in Mawilambar, someone asked him for initiation. Guru Maharaj says, no, I have no disciples. That's my wish is that you all become gurus. Means what? That we should also, that Gurudev is wanting us to perform bhajan like he is performing bhajan. The sadhu has only one desire. That one time, Srila Nityananda Saraswati, Sri Gauravinamar, he said, well, the guru wants nothing from you. He only wants you to attain one thing. If you can attain prema bhakti, then the sadhu will be very, very pleased with you. So how we attain that prema bhakti? By always staying with the sadhu. How we become qualified? By hook or by crook. You can give your head for sadhu sang. We're praying Vasekhi Sangera. Say, O sadhu, I have ekaki ama nahi khai bala harinama sankirtan. O Vaishnava Thakur, I have no strength to perform bhagavad bhajan. So by your infinite grace and mercy, always keep me with you. Always keep me under your protection. Always keep your merciful glance upon me. Then I will perfect this human form of life. For someone who neglects sadhu sang, Mahatkripa Vina Kone Kanamai Bhakti Naya Krishna Bhakti Dure Rahu Samsara Nahi Chai. The one who refuses to come under the guidance of the sadhu says he cannot even become free from birth and death. What to speak of attaining prem bhakti? Krishna Bhakti Janma Mol Hoi Sadhu Sang Krishna Prema Janma Tena Puna Mukyam. But many people thinking, oh yes, I have done sadhu sangha. I have received the association of sadhu. But Sri Krishna Kaviraj Goswami saying that even when one attains prem bhakti for the lotus feet of Krishna, that sadhu sangha will remain the primary limb of bhakti. So one will never become too advanced to remain under the guidance of sadhu. Even after leaving his body and attaining Goloka Vrindavan, that there also we will be under the guidance of sadhu guru. It's not that we become independent of sadhu guru. We're just praying today that we can understand from the Guru Maharaj's lotus now the importance of sadhu sang. I am never independent of the sadhu. I have no strength separate from the sadhu. And I think then if we can just understand this much, then our human life can be successful.
Thank you.
So sadhu, sadhnoti. Sadhnoti?
Sadhayati.
What? Sadhan Bhakti. But I told that what? Or sat?
Purusha, Krishna is himself, but not alone, with and all other associates. So those who sadhayati in their guidance to have a love and affection for Krishna like them, then he is a very supreme sadhu. If anyone is not like this, but he is forming this kind of sadhu very eagerly, very strongly and sincerely, or he should also be such as sadhu. And then, to search them more than Krishna himself. Why? Why it is more than Krishna? To serve Radhika is more better than to serve Krishna. Or Rukmanjari serving more better than Radhika. Without her help in their guidance, we cannot know all these things. So, a pure sadhu is who is in the line of Rupa Goswami, practices for love and affection. So we should try to solve that. Now I recited one slok yesterday. Dekyavitam, Brajupadhyabhai, Idan Charishno, Sabdhanvito, Anusunya, Satabarna Yidhaka, Bhakti Param, Pratilabhya Kamam, Hidro Kumasu, Apihast, Atirena Sita. What is the general meaning? You should very carefully hear. And if any doubt comes, you can ask. Like friendly East Goshti, don't fear. If you cannot understand, I'm like a friend, I'm not going to punish you. So, in a certain matter, you can ask for it.
Amajanam Simananda Sriyanam Vina Svakaya Chakshuva Nivita Nena Nishivayama. So Srila Gurudev has asked me to explain this verse, which is recited by Sri Sukadeva Goswami in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Tridatam Vajibhadavir Vidam to Vishnu. Anyone who, with great faith and honor, accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hears again and again from a person in the disciple succession, particularly in the disciple succession from Srila Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and hears repeatedly about the pastime of Vishnu with the gopis. This sounds very strange. Idam cha Vishnu. He doesn't say Idam cha Krishna. So what is this Vishnu? Vishnu means that he's everywhere. He's in the heart of everyone. So we see in Ras Lila that although Krishna is not exhibiting the opulence of Vaikuntha or Dwarka, he's not exhibiting his Bhagavata, his godhood, of expanding into many forms. He's running so quickly that just like an infant stick is one stick, but when you go very, very fast, it looks like it's everywhere at one time, like a circle. So Krishna ran so fast from one gopi to another that it seemed like he was everywhere at one time and dancing with all the gopis simultaneously. Therefore, Idam cha Vishnu. And Braja Bhadu Bhir, as the Braja Bhadu, Bhadu means young bride of Braja. Although married to others, apparently, they risked everything, name, fame, abuse from society, for unhesitatingly being with Krishna. Therefore, because they didn't have any consideration, but gave up everything for Krishna's pleasure, their pastimes with Krishna give the most benefit to others. So anyone who repeatedly, with great faith, hears from the disciplic succession from Srila Rupa Goswami about the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, beginning with Raja Leela and others, what happens? Param, Bhaktim Param, the supreme bhakti, which means Braja Bhakti, and within Braja Bhakti, Tat Bhava Ichchatmakam, becoming the maid servant of Srimati Radharani, and having all of our sentiments becoming the same as her sentiments, in order to be able to serve her in her loving service to Krishna. That Param Bhakti becomes established in the heart, and when that pure thing becomes situated in the heart, Hridarogam, the diseases of the heart, beginning from lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy, but lust is beginning and prominent, all those things disappear from the heart, and one becomes fully established in Braja Bhakti.
Thank you. This shloka has been taken from Rasa Leela. Perhaps all the devotees hearing from so many ears, you know the meaning of Rasa, but you have no
realization
or no line of thought about it.
Conception.
What is Rasa? Our word is there, dancing with so many gopis, Krishna. So this is Rasa. But really, Viraj or Sukadev Goswami, only he has told in very, very few shlokas. This Rasa was so longer that Brahma one day four crores and 32 lakh years. It was longer. And Sukadev Goswami also very few words before. And this Rasa Leela is transcendental. Our mind and heart and intelligence is worldly. We cannot. But if mercifully that pastime comes in our heart, like Krishna sometimes comes, mercifully, without any reason, it means. Only by the mercy of Krishna and his associates, this will happen. Highest pastime. How it will come? Only by the mercy of Krishna. But Krishna mercy will also wait for
depend on
the mercy of the Lord. Otherwise he will not come. If it is so, only by mercy we can have ease. Jamayesa eva bhyunte nayamatma pravachan megala namedhaya na bhavna sutena. By hearing so much, by the kasrat of
exercise
of intelligence, we cannot have. When Krishna mercifully will select us that he is my kripa patra,
object of mercy.
Object of mercy. Then we can have. Otherwise not. Then what should we do? If it is Kripa Siddha, then we should wait doing nothing? No. We should go on practicing that Krishna should be merciful to us. Dinata will come.
Humility.
As bhakti goes up, dinata, real dinata comes. Always comes. If there is no dinta, then no prayer. No love, pure anger. So, seeing your dinta and utkantha, Krishna is bound to
disobedience.
So we should go on doing, but we should know that by doing so, by practice of Krishna, but we should know. There is only way that seeing Krishna, when we will see Tattva Parishramam Krishna, Kripya Arshi Svatabhadana. It's obvious his mother is. So much doing labor and sweating and waiting like faces, somewhat sad and somewhat weeping. And then Krishna himself is appointed. And this, so in this way. So, by hearing this, anything will have come, this thing, we should try to go from beginning. Beginning in Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj thought, hearing all Ras Leela, five adhyayas, chapters, he saw there are so many kinds of persons here. There are some doubts. Being Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he came especially to this world to establish
Dharma.
Why he did so? He played with all the gopis. He told that you should give up your cross and come golden head. Why he did? Why he called all the gopis and he was dancing? Why he was doing? And in that, kissing each other, dancing each other, why he did? So it is not like the dharma. The Krishna came especially for establishing religion. And why he did so? And he asked Sukadeva. He had no doubt. He knew this from beginning because he was playing in the laps of Krishna. Always hearing from Narada and all others. And he knows that Sukadeva Goswami, high class of devotee. And he always in situated, established in dharma. He cannot tell anything, especially at this. My death time will not tell. So he was very much
faithful.
He was right. But for others, there were some karmis. There were some
Gyanis.
Gyanis.
Yogis. Satkari.
And there were something
Satkari.
Like us. Not Narada Rishi. Not for Vyas, not for Parasa, not like others. Only there were so karmis and jnanis. There were not a bhakta, pure bhakta. For them he arrived this place. And he wanted that he should solve himself. So he told, dharma vyatikramo drishta isvaranancha sahasam tejyasam na dosaya Banne Sava Bhujo Dhatha. In general he told, for common, he told. Oh, we see fire. And fire can burn, stole, and so many bad things. He can burn the bodies of dead persons, but even he is pure. So those who are so Tejiman,
powerful.
For them, no dosh, no
fault.
Like Shankar, he is Tejiman. He can be naked and he can call his wife. And being himself naked, he can tell, oh, you can see. For him it is. Because Shankar, when this whole ocean was
churned,
and very powerful Kalkut Maha
poison
came, whole world was dying, then Vishnu called him, "O Shankar, you should come." And he came. What to do? All are dying, you should do something. And he took all poison. And kept where?
Throat.
Why? Not in heart?
Inside is Krishna. That is
because Krishna was there. So kept it here. And here it became like burnt.
Why?
Blue.
Why is blue? So he is powerful. He can digest this poison also. But if anyone do like him, he is not powerful as Shankar, and he takes a little poison, a serpent, a snake poison, even he will die. That is his telling. Nechat samachare tu jatu manasapihi aneswara dinashat acharan avdhyata jatha rudro abhyudam. The meaning what I told you. If a man is not Shankar, not powerful like Shankar, and he takes any
poison,
it will die. So you should not do like this. What is the meaning? Sukadeva Swami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, anyone should not follow Krishna.
Imitate Krishna.
From your mind even, you should not dance with naked ladies and doing like Krishna.
By
kissing them, by hundred and thousand of women, or very little girls, small girls, and with them. Even by mind you should not do. Otherwise you will go down. For it is 6 million
thousand, uncountable.
You lose your everything. You will die. So he is prohibiting that from mind we should not imitate Krishna. What to tell so many? Even alone, ladies. And if not ladies, the idol?
Prophet.
If it is of if any lady and naked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what tells? Don't see. So he is telling, if any foolish person, not knowing all these things, even that one lady, he is doing like this, what Krishna did, he will go to hell forever. His soul will also be completely, thoroughly
destroyed.
So you should not follow anyone. Here, Sukadeva Goswami has told, don't do like Krishna teach. Krishna plays with so many, so you should not play. What to tell this with this body, even by mind, you should not do like this. No? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling. Krishna has done wrath, and he is our Supreme Master. Jajjad Acharati, Chakrav Sheshta, Tadjad
Sarujana.
Sajat Pranayam Kuruse,
Lokasarana Vartati.
Because Krishna is superior.
General man will follow.
Then
general man will follow his example.
He should follow. Then he is telling, if any person, high person, is doing something, we should try to do like that. We should follow. Krishna has told this.
This
is love. Jajjad ācarati sreshta tattva-deva itaro jana. What meaning?
Whatever a great man does, common men will follow in his footsteps. And whatever actions he performs, the whole world pursues.
So, Krishna is wisest person and
greatest person.
So we should follow him. Then he is telling. What telling? Oh, you should not follow. Next that samachare itajaru manasapiti avishvara. Oh, you should try to be like Krishna and then to follow him. First you should jump in the ocean of poison.
In Kaliyadhara Krishna,
in
jump.
Jump and play with Kali. And if you are powerful to control Kaliya and not dying with poison, taking so much in mouth, then you can't do that. No. Secondly, you should take fire because Krishna has taken two times fire. So much big fire. Uncontrolled fire, sparse fire, and it goes air, very easy. So you should do fire.
Govardhan Dharan Kiya.
And Govardhan, you should take Govardhan. So long, 1,000 miles of long,
fire,
and 14 miles?
Why?
You should take. Oh, not you cannot do. You can take a Govardhan Sila of 1,000 months, we will keep it on your head. First carry it and then. So, if you are like him, you can do. No. But first you should do, otherwise you will be finished forever. Like Rudra can take poison, others cannot. Don't do like this. Here he told that you should not do like Krishna, nothing else, don't do, even by mind. And then he said, Ishwaranam vaja saptam, tathaiva acharitam patit, tesam yatva vato yuktam buddhimanam tat samacharitam. He said, very important thing, Ishwaranam vaja saptam. The
speech of instructions
of Ishwarana, like Brahma, like Shankar, like others, like Anabhichari, Shrodhachari, Krishna, all are Ishwar. Even Shankar and Brahma are also like Ishwarana. They are all telling, what they are telling, all speaking is
true.
True. But tathaiva acharitam kati. But their acharan,
behavior
is not always like this. Kati. Tesham jata svabhacho yuktam buddhimanam tat acharan. Though his activity to whom by his teaching he has supported with his own. Oh, buddhiman, intelligent person. When we follow this, not all. What I told?
Same question to me.
In this verse it's described.
The statements of the Lord's empowered servants are always true, and the acts they perform are exemplary when consistent with those statements. Therefore, one who is intelligent should carry out their instructions.
Yes. And they can follow that you should do like me. According to their instructions, their behavior is there. Then intention. Oh. You can explain more.
In this verse, it is stated that those who are very powerful controllers, such as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and his delegated representatives, such as Brahmaji and Shiva, they are very, very powerful. So they are called Ishwara, they are controllers. And when they speak, then their words, their instructions, they are always true to the fullest extent. Yet, their activities, their behavior, should not always be followed. But rather, one should follow those activities which they perform, which are consistent with the words that they speak. This is the behavior of an intelligent person.
Now, again, he also tried to understand. One, Satyabhakti, the son of Asatthu, Dora, Asatthama, no? He killed all the sons of Draupadi, five sons. His brother hit him and lacked soldiers. He came in night and he cut off. And then he began to run away. That Arjun may come. And Arjun, Draupadi, all returned to their camp and they saw that all so much blood. And all the sons of Draupadi had been. And then, he told that I must kill Aswatthama. And Draupadi was so much weak. He told also that he must be killed who has killed my son. So Arjun followed. And anyhow, quickly he
caught him.
And brought him in front of Maharaj Yudhishthir, where Draupadi was beaten. Bhima was also there. So Krishna told that these are five to be killed.
Terrorists
means other times. He should be killed. Don't be merciful to her. At once he should be killed. But Arjun was waiting. Why are you waiting? Something was given. All past Draupadi, what we should do? Then she told, I am waiting for my children, and if he will be killed, his mother will also be.
And my son will not come back.
And by killing, my children will not return. And also, she will, the mother of that Aswatthama will be so bitterly. So, please, give up. And this will go. What Arjuna has done and Krishna has done from it, that this should be killed. Then Krishna saw towards Krishna, Arjuna. And he was reading the face of Krishna. Why you are making late? You should at once
kill him.
In Shastra it has been told and Krishna has told. Brahman should not be
killed.
So Arjuna thought this. What is the meaning of Krishna? This instruction. He follows. And by the permission of Krishna, he insulted that Brahmin.
Manivyatinam apamano mritu tulla.
If any man doing some apaman to anyone, he
insulted anyone.
So he insulted. How? He took, there was a jewel gear. And he took the jewel and cut out. And insulted. And this was like this. Then Krishna was happy. Arjuna became happy and Draupadi also. He was given punishment. If another person was there, then he had been killed. But not this one. Why Krishna did so? I am Arjuna. All these things were done by Kaal, that is Shankar himself. He is
the divinity
of destruction. So at that night, himself Shankar came in him and he did all this. So he was not
guilty.
Anyhow, so all these things, orders should not be carried. Oh, we should think and decide.
kusalai kusala acharita te naishamiha swatpuna vidyate viparjena vanatho nirahankaram vina prabho kimut akhilatma satpanam tejyan vakta vimaukasam ishitamascha ishitabhyanam kusala kusala dvaya yutadvirjane.
My dear Prabhu, when these great persons who are free from false ego act piously in this world, they have no selfish motives to fulfill. And even when they act in apparent contradiction to the laws of piety, they are not subject to sinful reactions. How then could the Lord of all created beings, animals, men and demigods, have any connection with the piety and impiety that affect his subject creatures?
What is the purpose?
Even an ordinary person, if he acts piously, he doesn't have any selfish motives, even a great person in this world, and if he does something apparently contradicting the law of piety, there's really some good reason behind it, and he's not doing anything bad. So if this is true in the mundane sense with great personalities of this world, then what to speak of the Supreme Lord, who is the creator of all creatures? How can he come under our laws of what is good and what is bad, our conception? He who lives as the overseeing witness within the gopis and their husbands, and indeed within all embodied living beings, assumes forms in this world to enjoy transcendental pastimes.
Basically, Gopinam Tatpatinam Yasarveshaam Yodhi. This one I said, but it happened here. Krishna is Paramatma. He is everywhere. Krishna. There is nothing where Krishna is not there. Even in atom, Krishna is there. We cannot hide anything from him. If there is no existence, or that thing cannot be there. What?
If there is existence of Krishna, no existence of this world.
So, this body, in all atom of this body, Krishna is there. Is there anything to hide from Krishna?
Not possible.
We can hide ourselves by our garments. From our sight, eyes. But from Krishna's sight, can we hide? Krishna is there also. Everywhere in body. You know the history of Draupadi. To satisfy Duryodhana, Dushasana was taking the cloth of
Draupadi.
He has power of
10,000
elephants. Oh, big, big, very long. And he was fortunately taken. Then what happened? Draupadi has this belt here. Anyhow, I can. He said, when Krishna was not coming, he was restless in Dwarka. He wanted to come to set Draupadi, but not coming. Why? Oh, he has engaged his some power. By feet, he has kept his
claw.
Claw.
So there.
Why is he not giving? Bhaktivan is not giving. But when he saw that I cannot take him, then he gave up his cross, two hands like this,
raising,
oh Govinda,
Rakushan,
Abhavati. I've left my everything. And he closed her eyes. What is the meaning? I surrender totally to you. I cannot save myself. And what became? At once, Krishna came. And he became cloth. The cloth garment she had before, or it was taken off. And that cloth, Krishna became cloth, or coming. Coming, coming, coming. And he was endless. So many hours he did.
Became so tired.
And he became tired.
He became painful.
And he was saying to Duryodhana, what should I do? Really that cloth, what was that cloth?
Krishna.
Krishna. So he becoming a cloth, Krishna, he covered his
shame,
but